Hello.
Hi, may I please speak to Mr. Simmons?
Speaking, yes.
Hi, my name is Melissa. I'm calling from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
I just wanted to go over the clocking out information so that you can start working for Ms. Basil. I'm sorry, for Ms.
Yeah.
Simmons.
Yes.
Perfect. Do you have time at the moment to go through it?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find like a notepad real quick.
Oh, you know, I don't think, well, you can get one. It's more on your phone that it will have to be done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can
So
talk now.
simple. Let me just look at something really quickly. Okay. Are you going to be working with her today?
Yeah. I think they said my start date was supposed to be Monday or something.
I do have it here. Let me see when... Did you become compliant? Oh, okay, good. This is what I'm going to do. So the first day of the authorization we have is on the 7th. So what I'll do is we'll send you a timesheet for were you with her yesterday and the day before?
Can you say that one more time?
Did you work with her yesterday and the day before?
I definitely worked with her yesterday.
Okay, but not on Monday?
Nah.
Okay, so then I'll send you a timesheet for yesterday. Then... Well, for today, I'll give you the instructions on what to do. Have you previously used the HHA Exchange app?
So I did. I know they gave me like a thing for like my payroll, my email. I downloaded the app.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called now, but I did download the app, but I couldn't find. Is it a company name or something? I had issues with that part.
It's a code. I'm going to have HR reach out to you. May I add you to the list because I know it's been giving people issues today. I'm going to have HR reach out to you. So that is in regards to your pay stuff. That's Excel Force. I know that there's like a company code that you need, and it's a little tricky. But once you're in, it should be easier. So I'll have her reach out to you to give you explanation on that one. So that's just for your pay stuff. So what you'll be using on our end for the clocking in and out is the HHA Exchange app. Do you have an iPhone or an Android?
I have an iPhone.
Okay, so if you go to the App Store.
All right. Okay, go on the App Store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Hold on just a second, miss.
No worries, take your time.
All right, I'm on the App Store. What's next?
Okay, you're going to type in HHAX.
Okay, HHAX.
Mm-hmm. It should be the first app that pops up. It should say HHA Exchange without the plus, not the one with the plus.
Okay. HHA Exchange?
Yes.
No okay.
And then download that app.
Okay, it's downloading. It might take a minute because I'm on data right now.
Oh, no worries.
So it's installing.
Take your time.
All right, so I'll open the app now.
Okay, so you're going to go to the bottom left. It should say sign up.
Hold on, nice.
Hi.
So sign up?
Yes, you're going to sign up. It's going to ask you for an email and to create a password.
Okay. It's saying if you're in the state of Texas, I have to do the plus one?
Nope, press code.
Okay. So do I just create an account with an email and password?
Correct.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you too, miss.
Thank you.
All right. Sign up. Oh, I typed in password already. Password wrong. PHS. Okay, it says sign up successful.
Perfect. Now you're just going to log in. And just to confirm while you're doing that, I have here that you're going to be working Monday through Friday from 5:30 to 10:30, Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 2?
Yeah, she wants me to do evenings. I have a day job, so she wants me to do evenings Monday through Friday, and I think mornings and early afternoon on the weekends.
Okay, so yeah, that's what I have. I have 5:30 to 10:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. and then 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you much.
No problem. Let me know when you are logged on.
Log in. Okay, terms of use. All right, I'm logged in. It says click the three dots icon.
Yep, click the three dots on the top, and then there should be an orange dot with an exclamation point, and then you're going to
yes.
press that and put in your information. It should be like your date of birth, your social,
okay.
call number.
Oops. Okay. All right, it says I have a mobile ID number.
Yes, can I have that number?
It is 524-5618.
Perfect. Okay, I'm just adding the schedule.
Can you say it one more time? Sorry.
No worries. I'm just adding the schedule right now into the system so that you can see it. You can actually log off.
Okay.
And then I'll let you know when to re-log on.
So just log out?
Yeah, you can log out because it's gonna
okay.
have you're gonna have to reset the whole thing.
Okay. So now what?
Give me 1 second. I'm just gonna add the schedule so you'll see it on your end.
Okay.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
If you actually, let me fix this wrong. Saturday is from 9 to. Okay, so if you log on.
Okay.
You should see log on, and then I'll guide you from there.
Okay. It says you're not linked to the agency.
Oh, oopsie. Hold on. Sorry. Log back off. So sorry. So sorry.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Let me add you. Okay, now log back on.
Okay. Okay, so I have my schedule now, so today's schedule?
Yes, if you click on today's schedule, you should see, make sure it's correct, Miss Simmons' name should pop up. If you press her name, it should say the time that you're starting today at 5:30, and it should say clock in and clock out. So what you would do is when you clock in, you have to do it from her home. You're going to press clock in, and then when you clock out, again, you also have to clock out from the home. You press clock out, and it should register on our end.
All right, so clock in at 5:30 at her home, and then clock out at 10:30 at her home.
Correct. And then I'll send you a timesheet for yesterday so that you can get paid for that day.
All right, cool. And that's just every day. That's just the schedule now. I'm just clocking at 5:30, clock out, and clock out when I'm supposed to be there.
Correct. If for some reason, because I know sometimes you may forget or things happen, like you may be in an appointment with her, whatever the case may be, the coordinator will obviously ask you, confirm with the patient, and if a timesheet could be sent, they'll send the timesheet, but this would be the permanent way of clocking in and out.
All right, cool. So that's just how it is. So if I have any other questions, do I contact the HR or do I contact you?
So you would have a coordinator. She's actually out till Thursday. So at the moment, I'll be the one giving you a call. Your temporary coordinator is Dina. She should be giving you a call later on this week or earlier next week. Let me just confirm one more thing, Mrs. Simmons. I want to make sure that the information for your direct deposit is correct on our end.
Right.
And just to confirm, I have here your account ends in, I don't know if this is right. This looks so small. 9958?
Yep, 9958. 58 should be Fulton Bank. Fulton Bank.
And it's only seven numbers, the account number? Seven numbers.
Do you want all the numbers? Or?
I just want to make sure it's correct because I see it's so small. I don't know if it's 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, it's 1449958.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure. Awesome. Okay, so that's what we have here. So your coordinator will be reaching out to you. If there's any issues, this is my direct number. You can call me, text me, leave me a voicemail at this number.
Sure.
And yes.
Okay.
And I'll send you the timesheet now. It is electronic. So once you're with the patient, she just has to sign it. So if you want to do it later on today and submit it, it's totally fine. But we should be
okay. All right. So I actually have one last question.
Yes.
So for the clocking part, does she have to sign it as well, like for the electronic timesheet?
No. So yes. Yeah. So for the electronic timesheet for yesterday, she has to sign it. But for you clocking in and out going forward, no, because you're in the home and you're using the app.
All right, cool. So, all right, then, I don't have any questions right now. That was my only question. I'll just use this, the clock in and out, and then I guess I'll talk to my coordinator, whoever, whenever she gets back.
Perfect, and I'll send you the timesheet over now.
Man. Can you say it one more time? People are being loud.
Yeah, no worries. I'm going to send you the timesheet now, so whenever you get a chance that you're with Ms. Simmons, you can complete it and send it over.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.